We need some wisdom, pearls of it. And that with Anshel Pearl, Rabbi Anshel Pearl, Chabad Binion, who always comes through with some words of encouragement when we absolutely need it. And we say a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay, to you and to everybody out there. Good morning. I know it's a federal holiday. We're remembering George Washington, perhaps Abraham Lincoln as well. But I just thought, Jay, that today we should all be reminded not only of the president's birthdays, but our own birthday, and how a birthday is so important, and to remember that when we're born, all of us are born for a mission. There's a reason why we're here, to make the world a better place. And so on a day like this, I thought we should all be reminded of making our birthdays a meaningful day, a day of gathering, a day of thoughtfulness, reflection, remind ourselves of our mission. And with that in mind, Jay, it's my birthday this coming Thursday. So,
is it really?
Yes. I'm 39 plus, so it's important for us to know our birthday. So take this birthday as an opportunity to remind ourselves. And I also wanted to share with you, Jay, that this past weekend at our synagogue in Mineola, the Chabad, and many, many Chabads around the United States, we spent it focusing on the importance of learning about how to interact with those with disabilities and mental health conditions. I'm sure many are aware that the COVID pandemic has brought along a lot of isolations in many ways, mental strain, uncertainties, and all of us must become more aware, more educated of how to appreciate, how to interact. And we spend a lot of time, Jay, sharing information and educating ourselves how to dispel the stigma of a person with mental health. And also, even as we walk around with our masks, there are people who have always been walking around with their masks. It's mental and emotional masks. And we have to be very cognizant of that and to understand that and to be aware of that and to be sensitive and to be kind and to know how to interact. And I would say in simple words, Jay, to have respect for people. We don't realize what's going on in people's minds, and we must become much more supportive of persons with mental health conditions.
No question. First off, you don't look a day over 36, so, get this 39 plus on Thursday. And when you think about it, Rabbi, and that's why we get you on periodically, because we got to make sense of things as we encounter them here in our crazy world. We've got a lot going on. We got a vaccine rollout that we're trying to kind of put in play here. We have an impeachment trial of a former president. We've got plenty of people that are in need right now. And it's about trying to kind of keep a sensitive level about yourself, to keep a better perspective as far as, how to kind of cope in a very tough world out there. So, you're right as far as the whole birthday situation and what it means today, and kind of focusing on your own world a little bit is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a way I think there's a lot of negative self-talk. People, because of all that's going on around us, we tend to start to believe that within ourselves. And then the more self-negative talk, the worse we become. So it's important to push that aside and start to remind ourselves of our own blessings, our own talents, our own abilities, what we have accomplished, what we can more accomplish, and not get sidetracked and imagine the whole world is what's going on out there. That's not the whole world. Each of us, every human being is our own world. And if we can transcend ourselves for a moment and recognize the spirituality we have inside of ourselves, we all have a soul, we have a goal, and we have a purpose. It's just a means to a wonderful, good goal, a good focus, and a good future. This helps us to overcome all the current events.
No question about it. It's great words and pearls of wisdom. How's everything else going? Everything in decent shape in your neck of the woods over there in Mineola?
Yes, thank you. Lots of people, of course, are getting their vaccinations, and we're helping to help people to find locations to get the vaccine, and to getting this. And but in general, everything is good. Of course, I just wanted to share with you. I know that, as you say, the world is so tumultic around us. I thought I would uplift everybody with a little humor. You know, a woman rushes home from work and shouts out to her husband, "Pack your bags, Stuart. You know, I've won the lottery." Oh, the husband is so excited. "Should I pack for cold or for warm weather?" "Pack them all," she says. "You're leaving."
Okay. You see what I have to endure?
Out there in this, you know.
Listen, do you see what I have to endure every December when I come and play here with this great telethon the rabbi puts in play? And listen, well needed, no question. Sir, good stuff. Keep it coming, all right? And let's keep that perspective in play. Always a pleasure, you know that.
All the best. Thank you again, Jane. All the best to everybody. Have a safe week, everybody, and happy birthday to everybody.